Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are going to look at the most common workplace injuries and fatalities in Australia for 2026. We will explore what the latest data tells us about high-risk industries, the leading causes of fatal incidents, and how workers and employers can focus on prevention and effective rehabilitation. Understanding these trends is essential for injured workers, employers, insurers, and rehabilitation professionals as we work together to improve workplace safety and return to work outcomes. By May 21, 2026, 50 workers had already lost their lives due to injuries in Australian workplaces. This figure, based on preliminary data from Safe Work Australia, represents more than just a statistic. It reflects real people, families, teams, and worksites deeply affected by serious harm. This early 2026 data reveals a clear and consistent pattern, showing that workplace deaths in Australia remain heavily concentrated in high-risk industries such as transport, agriculture, mining, and construction. Notably, vehicle incidents have emerged as the leading cause of fatal workplace injuries so far this year. For everyone involved in the occupational health landscape, from WHS managers and health professionals to insurers and return-to-work coordinators, these statistics serve as a vital tool. They help identify exactly where prevention efforts, early reporting, and rehabilitation support need the strongest focus to prevent further tragedy. It is important to understand how this information is gathered. Safe Work Australia tracks these preliminary worker fatalities using initial media reports throughout the year. This method provides an early, real-time view of fatal incidents before final annual data is confirmed. Because these figures are updated regularly, they are usually lower than the final annual count, as some fatalities are only confirmed later through additional sources. Therefore, while this data is incredibly useful for early risk awareness, it should be treated as an early signal of where harm is occurring rather than a final total. It is also worth clarifying that this data excludes deaths resulting from disease, natural causes, or suicide. When we look at which industries are most affected in 2026, the data shows that fatal incidents are not evenly spread across the economy. Certain sectors carry a significantly higher level of physical risk due to the presence of vehicles, mobile plants, heavy machinery, livestock, and the challenges of remote work or working at heights. According to the preliminary data for the year to date, the transport, postal, and warehousing sector has recorded 24 deaths. To put that in perspective, the industry saw 65 deaths in 2025, against a 5-year average of 58. Agriculture, forestry, and fishing have seen 10 deaths so far, compared to 30 in 2025 and a 5-year average of 40. The mining sector has recorded 6 deaths, which is exactly its total from 2025 and close to its 5-year average of 7. Construction follows with 5 deaths, a number currently lower than its 2025 total of 20 and its 5-year average of 31. Other sectors recording fatalities include public administration and safety with 3, while electricity, gas, water, and waste services, along with other services, have each recorded 1 death. A striking takeaway from these figures is that transport alone accounts for approximately 50% of all workplace deaths recorded so far in 2026. When we look at the broader context, the 5-year average for worker fatalities across Australia was 191 deaths per year between 2020 and 2024. These numbers reinforce a consistent message: workers in transport, agriculture, mining, and construction face hazards that can lead to severe injury or death far more frequently than those in other fields. If we focus specifically on the transport industry, the risk profile is diverse. It includes road crashes, hazards in loading areas, reversing vehicles, worker fatigue, the use of mobile plant equipment, and failures in traffic management. These risks impact a wide range of people, including drivers, warehouse staff, delivery workers, and logistics personnel. For an injured transport worker, the path to recovery often involves more than just physical healing. It may require a structured return to work plan including graded duties, reviews of driving capacity, ergonomic adjustments, and psychological support. Success in these cases relies on clear, consistent communication between the worker, their GP, the employer, the insurer, and the rehabilitation provider. For employers in this sector, safety must be managed as a total system, where vehicle maintenance, smart scheduling, and site traffic controls are all treated as critical priorities. Similarly, agriculture and mining continue to show high levels of risk. In agriculture, the persistence of fatal incidents often involves tractors, quad bikes, livestock, or the dangers of working in isolation. In mining, the combination of heavy plant equipment, vehicle movement, and high-risk operational systems creates a volatile environment. In both sectors, when an injury occurs, early assessment is vital. Because these jobs are often physically demanding, a safe return to work requires detailed functional information and staged duties to ensure the worker is not placed at further risk. While the current numbers for construction are lower than transport or agriculture at this point in the year, the long-term averages remind us that it remains a high-priority sector for workplace health and safety. Construction workers face daily risks from heights, falling objects, and shifting site conditions. Beyond the risk of fatal incidents, these workers often suffer from cumulative injuries to the back, shoulders, and knees. If these are not managed early, they can impact a person's work capacity for years. A strong return to work plan in construction must be practical and reflect the actual physical demands of the site while staying strictly within medical restrictions. Moving on to the mechanisms of these injuries, vehicle incidents remain the primary cause of workplace deaths in 2026, responsible for 31 of the 50 recorded fatalities. This makes vehicle safety the most urgent pattern in the current data. These incidents include road crashes and rollovers, but also collisions in loading zones or workers being struck by reversing vehicles. To reduce these risks, employers should focus on several practical controls. This includes reviewing rosters to manage fatigue, ensuring daily vehicle checks are performed, and separating pedestrians from moving vehicles wherever possible. It also means using spotters and cameras for reversing and reinforcing strict rules regarding speed and mobile phone use. Beyond vehicles, falls and impact injuries are consistent risks, particularly in manufacturing and warehousing. These types of incidents often result in serious non-fatal harm, such as fractures, spinal injuries, or psychological trauma. Prevention here requires task-specific controls, such as edge protection, stable work platforms, and clear exclusion zones. When we compare 2026 to recent years, we see that while the overall worker fatality rate has decreased since 2014, it has remained relatively steady lately. This suggests that while progress has been made, workers are still losing their lives in incidents that are largely preventable. To better understand the 2026 data, we can ask three key questions. First, which industries are recording deaths early in the year? This helps us identify priority sectors. Second, which mechanisms are causing these deaths? This points us toward the most urgent hazards. And third, which controls need an immediate review? This allows for action to be taken before more harm occurs. In terms of what can be done on the ground, prevention starts with awareness and reporting. For workers, this means understanding the specific risks of their industry, whether that is fatigue in transport or falling objects in construction. Workers can support safety by reporting hazards before they cause harm, stopping work if a task feels unsafe, and seeking early medical reviews after any injury. It is also important for workers to understand their rights and obligations, such as staying engaged with return-to-work planning and obtaining necessary certificates of capacity. For employers, the focus must stay on high-risk areas. This means reviewing fatigue management, checking height work systems, and ensuring that machinery guarding is adequate. It is also essential for employers to observe how work is actually done. Often, workers may take shortcuts due to time pressure or poor equipment. A strong safety system listens to these workers and reviews near misses without assigning blame. An incident reporting system should be simple and trusted. If a worker reports a vehicle near miss or an unstable load, the employer must act on that information to fix the underlying system failure. We must also emphasize why early support is so vital. A workplace injury can affect every part of a person's life, from their sleep and mood to their family's daily routine. Early intervention reduces delays and ensures the worker can access the right services sooner, facilitating a recovery that is safe and structured. This is where Oz Rehab plays a crucial role. We support workers injured on the job by focusing on practical recovery and a safe return to everyday life. Our rehabilitation services are designed to bring all parties together, the worker, employer, insurer, and health professionals. We provide return-to-work planning to structure safe duties and graded hours, as well as activities and daily living assessments to see how an injury affects life at home. We also conduct workplace assessments and functional capacity evaluations to ensure that a worker's duties align with their physical capabilities. Our goal is never to rush a worker back, but to facilitate a sustainable return that respects their medical needs and the realities of their work environment. If you or someone you know has been affected by a workplace injury, remember that help is available. You can reach out to an Oz Rehab Rehabilitation Specialist by calling 1-300-391-947 or by emailing office@ozrehab.com. You can also connect with us online at ozrehab.com. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.